Lisa Gerard, you're a grandmother, right?
Yes, I am.
How many?
I have a 7-year-old grandson, and I have a set of twins that are 2 and a half, a boy and a girl.
Oh, that sounds great. So I take it that the new equipment in Hillcrest Park is fine, but you think it needs more?
Yeah, and not taking anything away from Jason Boyer and the committee that he worked with to revamp the park, because it is a great spot. It's a great spot for kids age 6 to 12. So for the ones that are 0 to 5, it really can be actually a bit of a hazardous situation as they climb the equipment that's not made for their age group. So, you know, personally speaking, even the 7-year-old grandson that I have was a little bit intimidated by some of the equipment that's there. So because I just live 2 blocks due east from the park and I'm there often with them, I thought maybe we could start something that would make the park a little bit more user-friendly for everyone, all the demographics.
So you're part of a fundraising committee with that aim.
Right. So we're a dynamic group of individuals, a good cross-section of people who are all interested in the park for various reasons, be they grandmothers, parents, professionals with childcare. But it's a park for everyone. And so to make it best for everyone to use, we thought maybe we could get together and see how we could raise some more funds to build on the great park that's already been there.
What type of new equipment are you looking to add to the park?
So right now, the park has been revamped with equipment that's suitable for ages 6 to 12. We're looking at, my initial hope was for this summer to have something that is toddler friendly, so 0 to 5, something with little tunnels and little sets of stairs, little slides that the kids can manipulate and go on, and understanding how much park equipment is. I was hoping that maybe by the end of the summer we could get one good solid piece that would fit that age group.
Do you think that's going to happen by the end of the summer?
No. and I say that discouragingly, but on the flip side of that, it's been made clearly aware to the committee through Jason and his connections how much park equipment is. It's extremely expensive. Also, the time frame, the flip on that from order to installation could be months and months. So even if we had the money in hand now and ordered it tomorrow, chances are it wouldn't be in and installed properly by the end of September. And even so, then the summer's gone. So we've revamped our goals, we've revamped our timeline and our guideline and what our priority is for this summer. Having said that, though, there will be park equipment for the younger ones. It may not be till next summer.
Yeah, because it's not the type of thing. You don't walk into the playground equipment store and pick them up off the shelf. You got to order them and have them actually built, right? Okay, so if you do get that one piece this summer or early next year, do you keep going?
Absolutely. So what I do want to highlight is what is going to happen this summer. We're going to be actively fundraising. And one of the needs that we saw, aside from toddler-friendly equipment, is a covered picnic area space that would be great for a multitude of reasons. So we're pretty sure that by the end of the summer or into September, our plan is to have a covered gazebo type of fixture that would accommodate anywhere from 6 to 8 picnic tables with a concrete pad, a covered roof, beams, a really nice area for people to gather. The site plan looks like it'll be situated right where the equipment currently is, so it's easily accessible and a clear line of sight for parents and caregivers to their kids. And that's what we can foresee being done by the end of this summer, beginning of September, which in itself is a huge win for the park. Like I said, the equipment there is great. It's not that you can't go to the park and play in the equipment. But like I said, right now we're looking at availability, and with the funds that we're going to probably have by the end of the summer, that structure built and accommodating for everyone.
What are you going to do to raise the money?
So I was excited yesterday to learn that some of our team members on the committee went out into the community and talked about what we want to do, and the feedback was phenomenal. Without making too much of a disclosure on anyone or any particular business, we have already received a substantial donation from a local business. That has just set fire under us, and we're just so raring to go. The one thing I do want to highlight that we are going to be doing is on June 22nd, which is the last physical day of school for the students, we're going to open up the park and have what's called a last day of school fundraiser party. All the kids in all the schools are invited to attend, as are the teachers. There'll be a great variety of things for the kids to participate in, activities, face painting. The greatest thing that we're going to have is some very dedicated teachers have agreed to be the victims, as I call it, of cream a teacher. So we're going to be selling cream pies, and the students can cream the teachers in the park. We're going to have live music. We're going to have barbecue. We have some merch that we're going to have done up for the park fundraiser. We'll be selling that, and it's going to be a great day. It's June 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. at Hillcrest Park.
All right. Do you have anything to add to any of this?
Anytime anyone wants to help us to get involved, either short-term or long-term, I can't stress how much I'm so excited every time we have a meeting. We have a great group of people that are dedicated and willing to run with the ball, and any help that we get, like I said, short-term or long-term for the committee itself or for upcoming events, if anyone can just contact anyone on the committee to say, you know what, I'd like to help out with the park, here's my time frame, or let me know when your next event is, and I'd love to flip burgers for you. Any help, anytime, anywhere would be appreciated.